Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Plans and thoughts of our hearts, by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply upon us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal, that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Hosea. When the Lord first spoke through Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, "Go take for yourself a wife of whoredom and have children of whoredom, for the land commits great whoredom by forsaking the Lord." So he went and took Gomer, daughter of Devlahim, and she conceived and bore him a son. And the Lord said to him, "Name him Jezreel, for in a little while I will punish the house of Jehu for the blood of Jezreel, and I will put an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel. On that day I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel." She conceived again and bore a daughter. Then the Lord said to him, "Name her Lo-Ruhamah, for I will no longer have pity on the house of Israel or forgive them. But I will have pity on the house of Judah, and I will save them by the Lord their God. I will not save them by bow or by sword or by war or by horses or by horsemen." When she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord said, "Name him Lo-Ami, for you are not my people, and I am not your God. Yet the number of the people of Israel shall be like the sand of the sea, which can neither be measured nor numbered, and in the place where it is said to them, 'You are not my people,' it shall be said to them, 'Children of the living God.'" The word of the Lord. We will read in unison Psalm 85, the psalm appointed for today, found in your service bulletin and also on page 708 of the Book of Common Prayer. You have been gracious to your land, O Lord. You have restored the good fortune of Jacob. You have forgotten the iniquity of your people and blotted out all their sins. You have withdrawn all your fury and turned yourself from the wrathful indignation. Restore us then, O God, our Savior. Let your anger depart from them. You will please with us forever. You will prolong your anger from age to age. You will not give us life again, that your people may rejoice in you. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what the Lord God is saying, for he is speaking peace to his faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to him. Truly, his salvation is very near to those who fear him, that their glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. The Lord will indeed grant prosperity, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and peace shall be a pathway for his feet.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Colossians. As you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness in him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. When you were buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive together with him, when he forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight, and he says to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is a friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up, give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be open for you. For anyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if a child asks for an egg, will you give him a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I am so glad to see all of you again. I had the opportunity of going up to North Carolina to preach in 2 different chapels that have guest preachers over the summer, and it was beautiful. But I missed you. It's good to be back. One of the chapels was in Linville, North Carolina, at the base of Grandfather Mountain. Have you all heard of Grandfather Mountain? Beautiful. On the top of Grandfather Mountain, there is a bridge. It is called the Mile High Bridge. The reason it is called the Mile High Bridge is because it is almost exactly 1 mile from sea level to the bridge. 1 mile up. I walked across the bridge with my family, and there was a fierce wind that day. So the bridge swayed.
I don't think of myself as a person who is afraid of heights, but I held on and I looked down, and I'll tell you, my stomach did a flip-flop. I prayed that that bridge would hold, that it was strong enough to bear my weight and the wind's weight and stand firm. We have a beautiful little baby girl born newly in the parish. When my guys were little and they cried at night, I would just get up and go to them. You parents know that feeling, don't you? You don't even think about it. You just jump out of bed and go, right? Yeah, that's what you do. But now my youngest son will be 9 in October. And sometimes, in the middle of the night, I will hear, "Mom." And I find that I don't jump out of bed with the same urgency. And I, instead of jumping out of bed, will say, "Yes, Max? Can I have a drink of water?" "Of course you can," I'll say, but I don't get out of bed. And there'll be a pause. "Mom?" "Yes, Max." "Can you get me a drink of water?" "Well, Max, you have good legs, and there is a glass in the bathroom. You can get yourself a drink of water." Pause. "Mom?" "Yes, Max." "I'm tired." "Well, so am I." Now, you may think that I'm being a very selfish mom, and I tell you, sometimes I am. But I also have these visions of him being 30 years old, rolling over in bed, and saying to his wife, "Can I have a drink of water?" And I don't want him to be that kind of a man. I want him to be the kind that gets out of bed and gets her one. Today, Jesus talks to us about praying, about asking God for stuff. And he tells us some incredible, incredible insights. Jesus tells us a story about a man who's traveling at night. Now, in Israel, things were very hot. So if you needed to walk a long distance, you did it at night. It was much easier. You didn't get so dehydrated. Your feet didn't get scorched. So if you needed to travel, you would walk at night. But the problem was, there were no McDonald's or gas stations or Taco Bell or anything. So if you got hungry, you had to knock on someone's door. And you had to depend on the fact that there would be someone who would answer the door. So Jesus tells this story that in the middle of the night, at midnight, Jesus says, a stranger knocks on a man's door and asks for bread. Now the man who owns the little home has no bread, so he goes over to his friend's house and knocks on his friend's door. Now in Jesus' day, most of the homes were one room, which means you have your kids and yourself, and you're trying to do some cooking, and it's the bedroom and everything. So when this man hears a knock on his door, he says, if I get up, I am going to wake up all my family. Go away. But the friend keeps on knocking. And Jesus says, eventually the owner of that house is going to get up and he's going to bring him some bread. Why? Because the man is persistent. Because he will not stop knocking. He will not give up. And eventually, he'll get what he wants. Now, most of us unconsciously think of God as some kind of a vending machine. We think that if we say, I want a healthy family, I want a successful career, we could kind of press the buttons and God will deliver. And we think that if we do not hear from God, or if the answer is no, that God A, doesn't care, or B, doesn't exist, or C, is very angry at us. We Americans, we expect results. One request to God, and we expect an answer. But the problem is that God is not a vending machine. God is a living being. And God answers in very profound ways, but often in ways that take a long time. And sometimes God's initial answer is a no. Do you remember how Jesus knelt down and prayed so hard in the Garden of Gethsemane that he had sweat pouring from his body and tears streaming down his face? Do you remember what he asked of God? Lord, please take this cup from me. Do you remember that? Jesus asked God to make it go away. He did not want to be crucified. And what was God's answer? No. And now, 2,000 years later, we are still beginning to discover the nature of the love and sacrifice that Jesus gave to us on that cross. Because God's answer was no in that moment, but it was yes for all of salvation. And it is the same with you. Sometimes you may hear nothing at all, or you may hear that it doesn't get answered the way you wanted. But that doesn't mean that the answer isn't yes in God's time. Back in 1870, there was a man named John Robley who was an engineer. He had a dream that he could build a bridge from New York to Long Island. Everyone, every single engineer in the United States of America thought he was crazy. They told him that he couldn't do it. But he managed to convince his son, who was a newly minted engineer, Washington. He convinced his son Washington to help him, and together they began to build a bridge. They hired a crew. They started construction, but after just a month, there was a terrible, terrible accident. John Robley was killed, and his son Washington was injured terribly. He was paralyzed in every part of his body. He could not speak. The only thing he could move was one finger. Well, all the critics were all over the papers. See, they said, we told them it was impossible. We told John Robley that it couldn't be done, and now he's dead, and his son is injured. But John's son, Washington, had a very devoted wife who sat by his bedside and continued to talk to him. And eventually she realized that Washington was speaking to her by tapping her arm with his one finger. Gradually she began to decipher his language. Washington wanted to keep building the bridge. His wife began to translate his instructions to the crew. It took them 13 years. But in 1883, the Brooklyn Bridge was finished. And today, it stands as a model of perseverance, of what it means to keep on asking. Even when everyone says give up, when everyone says the answer is no, Washington did not stop asking. So I want you to do something for me, okay? When you pray, I want you to think of God not as a vending machine, but I want you to picture that every time you talk to God, you are building a bridge. That the purpose of your prayer is not so much to get what you want, because you may not always know what's best for you. And God may occasionally want you to get up and get a drink of water. But the reason you pray is because you are building a relationship with someone who is so much more powerful and intelligent and creative and loving than you are. And when you build that bridge, it may take you a lifetime. But there will be a time when you will be able to cross it. And I don't know what it looks like when we die. I don't know. The winds may be fierce, but I want you to have something to hold on to. A relationship to put your trust in. And that, my friends, is why we pray. We pray to build our love for God. You know, I researched the ancient Greek in which Jesus said those words, and ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. It's a present imperative, which could also be translated as keep on asking and you will receive, keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you, keep on seeking and you will find. Don't ever stop praying, my friends. Don't ever stop. The answers are coming. Answers will come. Build the bridge. Amen.
Let us stand and reaffirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, the eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man.
For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have an end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge the baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Father, we pray for all those who are suffering in any way, for the sick, the lonely, the hungry, and those in pain. I invite you to speak the names of those in need aloud. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless this cathedral and all who walk through these doors, that they may serve you all our days. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless the city of Jacksonville, that we may grow and prosper. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give peace in our time, that throughout the world there may be greater understanding among all people. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us the wisdom and the means to care for this good earth that you have given us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Embrace the souls of all who have died. Comfort those who mourn. We especially remember Ed Miles and those who lost their lives in the train crash in Santiago de Compostela, Spain. I invite you to speak the names of those who have died aloud.
For Hans Tansler.
Lord, in your mercy, let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. You may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all of your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Please be seated. Welcome, all of you. Welcome to St. John's Cathedral. If you're new or visiting, we have a little card in your pew, and you can fill it out, and we will send you our e-newsletter. And we're so glad you're here. We also have tours that leave after the service if you'd like to see more of this beautiful facility. We are blessed today to be doing two very special things at announcements. We have a graduation and we have an icon blessing. So first of all, would our icon painters please come forward? At the cathedral, especially during the summer months, we do an ancient practice, which is to paint the image of Jesus or angels or saints using the icon writing practice. It takes a week. It is done in silence and in prayer, and they create these beautiful images of God, which we call windows into the ultimate. Isn't that beautiful? They are supposed to be used as tools for prayer. So please come forward and let's bless these beautiful icons. I see St. Michael. Is that St. Michael? And I see Mary and Joseph and the baby. And those are all St. Michael's. Beautiful. All right. All four of them. The Lord be with you. Lord God, we ask that you would bless these icons. Help them to be filled with your Holy Spirit, that those who gaze upon them may be brought closer into your presence, that we may be reminded of the story of Jesus and his love for us and the power of your resurrection. We ask that your blessing would rest upon them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. You did beautiful work. We're going to leave them there so everyone can see them when they come up for communion. Great job. Great job, painters. Now, many of you know that in 2007, the cathedral started partnering with the Clara White Mission. And what we do is Clara White teaches the culinary arts to people who, some of whom who have been through a very hard time and who are looking for work and to reestablish themselves. So as an answer to their prayer, they are taught how to be chefs. And then every Friday, they come here to the cathedral where they run an incredible restaurant out of this place. Now, if those of you who have not been, I hope you will come. It is $10, all you can eat, gourmet food, beautiful music, a great deal. And Clara White has graduated over 700 students. Over half of them are employed. Would you come forward? Would those who are going to graduate, would you please come forward up here for a moment and let me say a prayer with you? Our chefs in the making. Please come, and if you can just line up on the steps there, we can say a prayer for you. We're very proud of you. Come forward, please. And if you can stand and face the congregation, we're going to pray for great jobs, right? For fulfillment that you may feed many, many hundreds and thousands of people in your lifetimes. The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for answering the prayers of these men and women who are looking to serve you with their work. We ask you to bless them as they graduate from this program, Father. Bless them that they may go out and find good employment, that they may be able to feed the multitudes just as you, O Lord, fed so many when you walked this earth. And I ask that your blessing may rest upon them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, guys. Great to be with you. Great to be with you. God bless 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 you. Congratulations. God bless you. Congratulations. Congratulations. God bless you. God bless you. And last but not least, I want to say a special thank you to John Barry, who's with us today. Thank you, John. And to Tony Steve, our beautiful instrumentalist, we're grateful. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth our island home. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law. And in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those of every generation who have looked to you in hope to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us, breaking of the bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation.
Amen. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia, Christ our blessed Son,
the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you, gladness and singleness of heart. Christ our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ be with you to defend you, within you to keep you, before you to lead you, beside you to guard you, and above you to bless you. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.